Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Thursday, December 13th, 2012. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Manny is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, answering the phone when you call on in. And I want to start off this show sort of following up on this tragic shooting at the mall up in Portland, Oregon, because a lot of very interesting information is beginning to surface about this individual. Jacob Tyler Roberts, 22-year-old, apparently stole a rifle and ammunition from a friend, walked into a shopping mall shouting, "I am the shooter," and just opened fire. And the rifle jammed at one point, then he was able to clear it, and by the time the cops there, he had killed himself. Period. End of discussion. Apparently, you know, he's not showing the signs of somebody who was perpetually depressed or on his last legs, as it were. In fact, it turns out he was planning to move here to Hawaii. And whatever that plan was fell through. Maybe he had a job offer, and the job offer was rescinded because of the economy. But that was why there was a comment yesterday. He was supposed to get on a plane for Hawaii, and he didn't. And they're still saying they don't have a motive. You know, no notes, no videotapes, no motives whatsoever. Now, earlier today, they were interviewing this gentleman's ex-girlfriend, who said normally he was happy and upbeat, and just about a week before the shooting, he just changed dramatically. And they're specifically using the words, he appeared numb to friends a week before the deadly attack. Normally, happy-go-lucky, enjoyed joking around, seemed to be a very up individual. Then all of a sudden, a week ago, he turns numb, and nobody knows why. I think somebody needs to look in this gentleman's medicine chest and see if he was on any prescription medication for attention deficit disorder or depression or any of these mind-altering chemicals that are being prescribed into our society with wild, reckless abandon. And there is already a demonstrated link between these medications for things like ADHD and inexplicable acts of violence in the people taking these medications. I remember one case not too long ago where a young gentleman attempted suicide and failed. And after it was all over, they said, "Why did you want to kill yourself?" And he said, "I don't know. I don't know. It occurred to me, and I went on the impulse." And these are very dangerous medications with very dangerous side effects. And as of this point, there doesn't seem to be any other explanation for this guy who, you know, appeared to be cool, just an ordinary guy. And a week ago, he goes numb, according to his friends. And then he walks into a mall and he starts shooting up the place. And I know the gun grabbers are all out there saying, "Oh, it's that semi-automatic rifle. It's that AR-15. It's those high-capacity magazines and all the rest of that stuff." Well, there are a lot of people who own guns in this country who don't do anything wrong with them. And there are people who are on these prescription medications who, even if they do not have access to guns, do some very crazy, violent things. And I know the pharmaceutical industry has probably already got their public relations people and their lobbyists out there saying, "Don't mention the pills. Don't mention the pills. You'll cut into our profits. We make money selling this medication, and if a few people just go off and fry their brains and do stupid things, well, they're just a tiny minority, and we'll pay a little settlement to the family. Just keep it all under wraps here, because we can't destroy the public confidence in our modern pharmaceuticals, can we? That would harm our profitability." And the more I look at this situation, the more I think there's a pharmaceutical cause underlying all of this, and we need to find what it is. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 Corvettes. $4 gas, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and a fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And looking over at CNN, the stock market's not having a good day. It's not major, but it's down. And they're running this story about a massive bank cyber attack planned. We heard this before, not too long ago. The Iranian hackers were going to attack the computer systems of America's financial system and bring it crashing down. A little variation on the story. Now they're saying, oh, it's going to come from Russia. It's the Russians who are going to break into our computer systems and bring down all of America's banks and Wall Street. And this is clearly a false flag. Because if the banking system computers, if Wall Street's computers were brought down and crashed and all the data destroyed, it gets Wall Street and the government off the hook for decades of financial skullduggery. It gets them off the hook for swearing undying fealty to a private central bank that operates as a Ponzi scheme. And they get to say, it's not our fault. We were on the verge of turning this economy around and everything was going to be golden, but those gosh darn Ruskies came in and crashed the computer systems. So they're replaying that one. We talked about it before as a prelude to war with Iran. Now they're saying, oh, it's going to come from the Russians. How could they know? They can't even find the people filling our email boxes with Viagra ads. How do they know the Russians are planning a cyber attack on our banks? It's bash the Russians, bash the Russians, because the instant the United States goes into Syria and or Iran, we're basically going to be at war with Russia. Proxy war, not direct confrontation, Americans fighting Russians, I hope, please. But Russia has made it very clear they are going to turn Syria and Iran into the new Vietnam and just wear the United States down until the U.S. runs out of money, men, and materiel, which is not too far off after 10 years of war. The U.S. has been already fighting World War III longer than we were in World War II, with no end in sight. Now, getting back to Syria, we're still seeing these headlines all over the place. Scud missiles fired at rebels. Ooh, bad Assad, he's firing Scud missiles. Now, this is pure propaganda. They're using the word Scud so that everybody thinks, ooh, Saddam Hussein, bad guy. If he's using the bad guy's missiles, he must be a bad guy. NATO has already come out and said the rockets in question are short-range, unguided rockets, artillery rockets. You aim in the general direction of the enemy, you let them go, and they just go ballistically, and they hit someplace close, and they cause a lot of noise. The Scud, which is built by Russia, is a long-range missile, and it has an inertial guidance system. So these rockets that are being fired by Assad to try and fend off this invading mercenary army that is armed by the United States of America, they're not Scuds. And by the way, little point of clarification here. If somebody physically invaded the United States of America, if they marched across the border from Mexico or the border from Canada, would not the U.S. government uncork on the invading army with everything they've got? Why should we criticize Assad for doing exactly that? He's protecting his nation from what is basically a foreign invasion. 95% of the so-called Free Syria Army are not Syrians. They're mercenaries hired from all over the Mideast, and they're being paid to go in there and overthrow Assad. They've been at it for almost 2 years now. And every day we're seeing this demonization. They've sort of backed off this idea that Assad is getting ready to use chemical weapons. That hasn't really hit the corporate media today, but I'm sure they'll ramp it up. What I really think is going to go on is they're preparing to do a blitzkrieg into Syria over the coming Christmas holiday. Launch the attack maybe Christmas Eve when we're all busy with parties and trees and all the rest of that stuff, and continue it until just after New Year's. I don't think they can successfully conquer Syria in only a week's time unless they go nuclear. But I think that's the plan. They're just waiting for a time when Americans are going to be looking someplace else and occupied with sugar plum fairies and the rest of it, so that we're not standing up there and saying, are you out of your mind to do this yet again? This is the same play they did in Libya. All over again, the same lies about weapons of mass destruction we saw in Iraq. It's just the same playbook all over again as the U.S. gobbles up nation after nation after nation that happens to have resources that the U.S. wants to be available to the rest of the world only in exchange for U.S. dollars. And the only reason they're using the word Scud is to bring back memories of Saddam Hussein, the evil Saddam Hussein, and the evil Iraq. And, of course, the Scuds do come from Russia. So it's another way of saying, oh, those gosh darn Russians, they're refusing to let the United States conquer these resource-rich areas. They're going back to the old Soviet Union, which stood in the way of American conquest of the world. Anyway, inside Syria, the political situation on the side of the hired mercenary army is deteriorating, because if the U.S. thought they were going to hire these people to overthrow Assad, then kick out the mercenaries and put in their own pet government, they're already running into some serious problems. The Syrian jihadists, the terrorists, including Al-Qaeda's Al-Nusra Front, have formed their own government council, the Mujahideen Shura Council. And they're proposing this is going to be the replacement government in Syria, which means after all this covert action, after all this money, after all these weapons sent in, the United States might succeed in turning Syria into an even more fanatical Islamic state that hates the United States of America. Remember when they went into Iraq and they said, oh, those gosh darn Islamic. And Saddam's Iraq was a secular government. It was not a theocracy. All religions were tolerated inside Iraq. And so the United States basically got rid of the one secular government in the region that could be relied on to make their policy decisions in terms of the real world and common sense, rather than some ancient texts, saying how to live your life as a nomadic tribal kingdom wandering around the desert, which is okay 2,000 years ago, but in the nuclear age, a little bit reckless and dangerous. The U.S.-backed Syrian opposition is now demanding support for al-Qaeda. Remember when al-Qaeda were the bad guys? Ooh, they're the bad guys. Actually, all the way back in the U.S. was fighting the covert war against the Soviet Union in Afghanistan, Charlie Wilson's war, which is a good movie if somewhat propagandistic and inaccurate. Al-Qaeda was on our side. Osama bin Laden, a.k.a. Tim Osman, was working for the United States against the Soviet Union. Then the Soviet Union left Afghanistan. The U.S. dropped the ball. And then al-Qaeda became our enemies. Now they're our friends again. And I think it's a little reassuring and an indicator of some potential optimism that the U.S. propaganda campaign seems to have lost focus. It's lost any sense of a narrative of telling us where we're going and where we've been, where we are, and where we're supposed to be going. And now the propaganda is pointing in all these different directions, and even Americans who don't understand the extent to which they're being lied to are scratching their head and saying, this doesn't make any sense at all. Now, whatever al-Qaeda is, it is greatly overblown. I'm not even sure it's really called al-Qaeda, because in Arabic slang, al-Qaeda means a toilet. The name was thought to have originated at CIA with the file for the Mujahideen who were supporting the U.S. against the Soviet Union. It was a database, and they called it simply the base, which the literal translation of al-Qaeda is the base. But in Arabic slang, it means a toilet. And Araisha al-Qaeda, I'm going to the bathroom. And a real terrorist organization is not going to call themselves the bathroom. We're here from the bathroom. We're going to blow up a building. And everybody starts snickering. And they go, silence, I kill you. Now, Israel's foreign minister, Avigdor Lieberman, who I understand is now coming up on fraud charges, that was in the news earlier today, was ranting and raving regarding Israel's anger at Europe. It's somehow all Europe's fault that Palestine achieved statehood recognition at the United Nations. And he's still out there trying to equate Europe's refusal to support Israel against Palestine as somehow equated to Europe's turning a blind eye to the Holocaust, which it's a bit of a reach. And Israel's still out there demanding the rest of the world has to do what Israel needs to do, whatever Israel is going to do. But why is he doing this? Because he's still, even after all the condemnation, even from Tzipi Livni, all the condemnation, he's still out there trying to say, oh, it's a new Holocaust and it's all Europe's fault. And the reason may very well be that the media is focused on Lieberman's wild exaggerations and claims, and it's a smokescreen. Because Israel is continuing to withhold tax monies collected on behalf of the Palestinians. Something like $423 million. And Israel doesn't want you looking at that because it's outright theft. Israel collects taxes, supposedly on behalf of Palestine, from the Palestinians, from Palestinian businesses, and they've taken the money and they're not giving it back. Kind of like the United States under fiscal cliff planning. You get the drift on that. So it appears that Lieberman may be out there making a big brouhaha about Holocaust, 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 Hitler, 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 Nazi, 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 to basically obscure the fact that what's really going on is Israel is simply committing national robbery against Palestine. Now, Israel is taking the position that building the new settlements on Palestinian land is a politically necessary reprisal. Palestine won't do what we want, we must punish them. The United States won't do what we want, we must punish them. Europe won't do what we want, we must punish them. Considering what a little tiny country they are, they do seem to have an inflated ego. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8. Or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these Fuel Savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel Savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and getting back to the situation in Israel and Palestine. It's amazing that little tiny area of the world seems to dominate the global consciousness. Czechoslovakia is now basically coming out officially and saying they disagree with Netanyahu's decision to build more Jewish settlements on Palestinian land east of Jerusalem. Poland has come out saying basically the same thing, and they're condemning Israel's West Bank well demolition. Now, what this is all about is Israel demands that Palestinians get Israeli permission to build wells on Palestinian land. The Palestinians don't feel they need to, and Israel routinely will delay and refuse the permits for wells. And so when the Palestinians who are desperate for water sink a well, Israel will come in and destroy them, because the papers are not in order, you understand. And Poland has basically come out and saying access to water has to be seen as a basic human right. It's necessity. And every one of these illegal settlements will usually come in, and whatever water supplies are right there, they will build their settlement around it and wall it off from the Palestinians. And the Palestinians are trying to irrigate their farmlands. They need water for basic hygiene and sanitation. And so Israel's attitude is, you need permission to build a well, and we're not going to give you permission. And if you build a well without it, we'll come in and basically fill it all in again. And Poland is now protesting that behavior. Now, interestingly enough, the Telegraph over in Great Britain ran an interesting editorial titled "The Cowardice at the Heart of Our Relationship with Israel." And it basically talks about this conservative Friends of Israel group inside the British government. They are as large and as powerful as AIPAC is here in the United States of America, and says that everybody in Parliament is terrified of the conservative Friends of Israel because they have so much money and so much influence, they can choose who is going to be elected to the British Parliament. Same deal that we have here in the United States, where AIPAC, through massive amounts of funding and control of the American media, can decide who's going to get elected and who will not get elected. And I remember Cynthia McKinney, member of Congress, and she basically came out and said, we have to look at the Palestinian side of this question. And the very next time she was up for re-election, massive amounts of money came in to her opponent's campaign, much of it not only just from out of her district, out of the state, and they just poured huge amounts of money in there. And the media went on attacking Cynthia McKinney, and she lost her election. And that is, Britain is basically in exactly the same situation, and the Telegraph is pointing it out and saying the reason Britain has, up until recently, obviously they didn't go along with this UN vote, but up until recently, is because Parliament is afraid of Israel's influence. Now, there's another protest going on over another killing by Israeli troops of a Palestinian boy. Apparently, this Palestinian boy was out playing with a toy gun, and yes, that was probably a very reckless thing to do, but the Israeli soldiers shot him. The protest, though, is not just over the shooting, but apparently the Israeli soldiers, rather than deal with this wounded Palestinian child and the public relations nightmare it would be, refused to let the ambulance take the wounded boy for treatment, and he died. And that has caused a new outcry. You know, Israel has this long history of just shooting kids on the flimsiest of excuses. And Israel's government will say, yes, they acted with reasonable prudence to protect themselves. By the way, there was this video that came out yesterday, and it was viral all over the net. And it was these Israeli soldiers in Palestine acting the way they normally do with their shields and all their body armor and tear gas and everything. And they were met with a huge crowd of Palestinians throwing rocks. And the Israeli soldiers ran. And I think what is significant is now that the Palestinians know it is their country, it's not just occupied land, you know, that's occupied by Israel. All of a sudden, they're getting a national sense of pride, and they're willing to defend their homes. And it was kind of refreshing to see the Israelis running like heck with their superior weaponry and all their other little toys that you, the generous U.S. taxpayer, buy for them. And they ran out. And I think the social transformation inside Palestine has been underestimated. This idea that all of these Palestinians woke up and said, we have a country. The United Nations recognizes the state of Palestine. More and more governments around the world are saying, yes, we recognize there is a state of Palestine. A tremendous source of pride for the Palestinian people. And they're going to fight for their homes because now it is their homes. And if there's one lesson we should have learned out of Vietnam, and which Israel should have learned out of America's experience in Vietnam, the best equipped army in the world that's invading another country doesn't stand a chance against people who are fighting for their homes and loved ones within eyesight. And that is something that has been true throughout history here. There's a new petition circulating saying that it is time to end Israel's impunity in Palestine. Palestine is now a separate individual state. When Israel commits war crimes inside Palestine, they must be brought before the International Criminal Court. Obviously, yes. Israel cannot be allowed to continue operating on the idea that they are above the laws that govern the rest of the world. Do you hear me, United Nations? We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and my apologies to Johnny in New York. I didn't realize you were on a short schedule, or I would have gotten to your call, and I feel bad every time I do that. Mea culpa maxima. Anyway, Israel is now out there trying to take the focus off of the settlements, trying to take the focus off of Palestinian statehood, and so inevitably they're back to saying the Iranian nuclear challenge must be tackled in 2013. You should go kill them for us. And they're out there backly saying, Iran is getting closer to being able to build a nuclear bomb. Well, if you really think about it, any nation with a technological base is always getting closer to being able to build a nuclear bomb. Better tools, better metalworking, better machine shops, better electronics doesn't mean they're actually doing it. Israel is trying to whip up world condemnation against Iran over an unfounded intention. We should go kill them because they may be thinking about building a nuclear bomb. Well, if we're going to talk nuclear disarmament, and by the way, Ted Turner was out there basically saying it's a good idea, global nuclear disarmament. It's a little impractical, but it's an idea I agree with in principle. We need to start with the nations that actually have nuclear weapons, and that is, of course, Israel. And once again, the United Nations has asked Israel to let in nuclear inspectors to check that little factory that's underneath the Dimona facility. Israel is saying, we have no nuclear weapons. We're innocent. We're the victims. Holocaust Hitler. Holocaust Hitler. The Iranians. That's who you go for. So Israel's out there basically trying to whip up war against Iran again as a distraction from its own political downturn, because Israel is becoming more and more isolated politically around the world and dragging the U.S. down with it. And Israel, every time they get into a problem, they try and get a war going to distract everybody from all these other situations here. So they're back to screaming about Iran's nuclear threat. Iran is not a nuclear threat. Iran has signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty. They allow all inspections. Iran is doing all the things the United Nations and United States have asked Israel to do, and Israel's refusing. Plus, we know from those documents that surfaced after the collapse of the South African government, Israel was trying to sell them a clandestine nuclear weapon, which is the very activity the Non-Proliferation Treaty is supposed to prevent. And obviously, if Israel was caught trying to sell a clandestine nuclear weapon to South Africa, we may presume safely Israel has been offering the same product pretty much everywhere else. And again, that is exactly what the Non-Proliferation Treaty and inspections are supposed to prevent. So once again, we have Israel living by their own rules and thinking that the rules that apply to the rest of the civilized world don't apply to them. And it's that double standard that is at the heart of all of this conflict between Israel and everybody else. One set of rules for Israel and a different set of rules for all the rest of you cattle. Now, Israel is feeling the pressure even internally. They just passed a law banning all calls for any boycotts in Israel over what's going on in the in Palestine and the settlements. So that's how afraid they are. The dollar rules in Israel, or the whatever their currency is, rules in Israel. Money rules in Israel. Always has. So now they're passing laws to say you cannot call for a boycott against Israel over what they're doing in Palestine, or you can go to jail. By the way, little wrinkle, a lot of people don't know this. There's actually a law in the United States that prohibits organizations and companies from boycotting Israel over anything it does. The law in the United States does not affect individuals. If you as a person prefer to avoid Israeli products, you're free to do so without prosecution. But if you're an organization or a company and you say, we are boycotting Israel because of what they're doing in Palestine, you can actually be prosecuted under the U.S. law. And that, too, is an indication of just how firmly under Israeli control the U.S. government is. I'll give you another one a lot of people are just now becoming aware of. If you go into Google Earth and you look at, for example, the Temple Mount, and you look at the resolution, how much you can see, how little you can really see. It's not all that clear. Then you go over to, for example, the Louvre in Paris, and you look at that, and you can just, it's crystal clear. And that's not just an accident. There's a U.S. law that online satellite viewing software is not allowed to show high-resolution pictures of Israel. You can look at all the high-resolution pictures of the United States of America, but under this U.S. law, any images of Israel have to be degraded. Don't want you to see those little prison camps where they're torturing the Palestinians. Don't want you to see all the little places where they're storing their nuclear weapons. And again, that's another indicator of just how firmly under the control of a foreign power the U.S. government currently is. Veterans for Peace has come out condemning this new round of sanctions against the people of Iran. Every week goes by, more sanctions, more sanctions. The purpose of the sanctions is to provoke Iran into doing something that can be cited as the cause, justification for a U.S. or Israeli attack. And it's all over their nuclear program. But remember, under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, Iran has a legal right recognized by the United States, which also signed the NNPT, to civilian nuclear power stations, medical isotopes, industrial applications of radioisotopes. Everything Iran is doing is allowed to it under that treaty they signed and the U.S. signed, and Israel has not. It is the United States that is violating international law here by refusing to respect the terms of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. There's also Article 4, which commits the United States to go into countries that are developing their nuclear technology and offer them technical assistance. And obviously, if the possibility of nuclear weapons development hidden underneath the power station were really the issue here, the U.S. could go in and say, we're going to help you lay the foundations, we're going to help you run the pipes and do the wiring. And then they'd be on the ground. They'd see that it was just a nuclear power station. But the nuclear program in Iran isn't really the issue. It's merely the excuse, because the real issue is grabbing Iran's oil fields and making sure that that oil is only sold for the U.S. dollar to prop up our little Ponzi scheme banking system for just a little while longer. That's the real goal. Now, a reminder, when Israel went in and bombed the civilian nuclear power station at Oserak in Iraq, Israel's excuse was they're building bombs in the basement. Following the invasion of Iraq in 2003, international inspectors went over and looked at the ruins of the power station, and all they found was a power station. So Israel's batting zero in terms of identifying other nations that have clandestine nuclear weapons programs, and so we shouldn't be listening to them now. Veterans for Peace is basically saying these sanctions are collective punishment imposed on the people of Iran because Iran won't do as it's told by the U.S. and by Israel. And collective punishment is a crime under international law. It's a humanitarian crime or war crime. Who does that? Who do the sanctions hurt? Well, they're hurting anybody who needs to buy oil and gas from Iran. The U.S. has actually written waivers to something like seven countries who are allowed by their munificence, the U.S. government, to ignore the sanctions. So the sanctions are already ineffective. And it turns out, surprise, Iran's trade with Iraq is now surpassing $12 billion. So the sanctions are political and public relations. They're not really affecting Iran all that much. Who are they affecting? Well, they're certainly affecting the people of the United States of America, because American petroleum companies can't buy oil and gas from Iran right now. And that means shortages and prices going up. Now, the news is saying there's a glut and so forth, but that's because Obama has released some of the military's petroleum reserves into the general market. Now, over in China, and we've been saying this for quite some time, they are committed to protecting Iran in the event of an invasion by the United States of America. And according to Chinese television, Major General Zhang Zhaojiang has stated, China will not hesitate to protect Iran even with a third world war. Now, this article went on to say that these remarks are puzzling to some. Well, if they're puzzling to anybody, it's because they don't understand the true reasons for the U.S. invasion of so many countries. Russia understands. China understands. The goal is to enslave the entire world to the Federal Reserve note, to go back to Bretton Woods, force the world back to Bretton Woods, and Russia and China don't want to go. Because a new Bretton Woods is a strategic threat to Russia and China's economic future. That's what this is all about. It's all about money. It's all about the U.S. maintaining financial dominion over the rest of the world, and the rest of the world is tired of the way America conducts its financial business. The world went along with Bretton Woods on the promise the U.S. wouldn't simply print up dollars to loot real products and produce from the rest of the world, and that's precisely what the Federal Reserve did, because it's not actually part of the government and doesn't feel constrained by U.S. treaty requirements. That's what led to the petrodollar crisis in the 1970s, which is why we're here right now, with the U.S. government basically going out and conquering any place with natural resources to make sure those resources are sold only for U.S. dollars. That's the real goal. That's what it's really all about. It's all about money. It's all about propping up this fictitious debt-based currency called the U.S. dollar. This little piece of paper and ink, and they want you, the American people, to throw away the lives of your children to preserve this. This paper note is what your kids are being asked to die for. Not for freedom, not for justice, not to bring democracy to the rest of the world, not for humanitarian missions. It's all about money. This clash of civilizations is a war between banking systems. Private central banks loaning the public currency at interest versus banks that run like the banks did in this very country after we kicked out the British. That's what makes this so sick and twisted. We fought a revolution to be free of this kind of predatory banking. Now we're trying to force that same style of banking on the rest of the world at the point of American bayonets. China just sent a very, very clear message. They understand the real agenda behind America's military belligerency. And they're not going to allow the U.S. to economically conquer China. And Russia's making the same message. Lavrov made it very, very clear to Hillary Rodham Clinton. If the U.S. invades Syria and or Iran, Russia will turn them into the new Vietnam and just grind the United States down to defeat. But the money junkies just think, hey, you know, we've gone too far. We can't back off now. Let's have courage in the face of this new adversity and demonize the Russians and those stupid American people. They'll give us all their money and the lives of their children because they're convinced this is what makes America great. And it isn't. America isn't great any longer. I keep going back and looking at that video clip from HBO's The Newsroom, and I'm really beginning to appreciate what a brilliant piece of writing it is. And I'm going to have to take back some of the bad things I've said about HBO. Actually, that's not really true. I'm always talking about HBO and their wonderful documentaries like Hacking Democracy and Smartest Guys in the Room. But that clip from Newsroom really lays it out. We're not the greatest nation on earth any longer. We have the most weapons. But if we calculate our greatness on our ability to lay waste to the rest of the planet, that's kind of a little pathetic. Somewhere down the road, we're going to see the entire earth as a burned cinder, and there's going to be one human being left alive with the U.S. flag on his shoulder, and he's going to be looking around saying, I won! I won! I won! Now, if you thought we were out of Afghanistan, you better think again. Because already the United States is sending helicopters back into Afghanistan. Got to make sure they toe the line, make sure Karzai doesn't wander too far away from imperial decree. They're sending a new round of 100 helicopters to go into Afghanistan to make sure those Afghanis behave themselves, make sure those opium fields are protected. Got to keep up the flow of opium coming to all these American drug lords. Now, down in Egypt, the foreign press has come to the same conclusion that I have, that the current turmoil inside Egypt is an artificially fomented counter coup, similar to the one the U.S. tried to get going in Iran back in 2009. And the violence, the providing of weapons to the so-called opposition, very clearly shows all evidence of a covert operation underway. And that in the face of what is clearly an outside attempt at a counter coup, Morsi was right to basically accrue to himself these extra authorities to try and keep the situation under control. And, of course, we're still waiting to see what's going to be the outcome of their constitutional referendum. Because once that constitution is there and they start putting together a new legislature, Morsi's going to surrender these executive powers. And the whole raison d'etre for this manufactured counter coup is going to go away. But the reality is the U.S. and Israel wanted one of Mubarak's former thugs to be the president of Egypt to guarantee that Egypt would go along with whatever Israel and the U.S. wanted. And you remember how it went back and forth and accusations of vote fraud. And it was like there was this big, huge delay before they finally said, yeah, Morsi won. And ever since then, Morsi has stood up to the U.S. He stood up to Israel. He's become a unifying force in the Mideast, and a unifying force, whether it's Saddam Hussein or Morsi, is something neither the United States nor Israel will allow to happen, and that's why there's this counter coup underway. Now, apparently there's a new plan here in the United States of America where they're going to start a program, counterterrorism program, or at least that's the name. They basically want to sweep up all the data on American citizens that they can. Remember total information awareness? This is the revival of the same thing. They want to have a huge database on every single American, even people who are not suspected of any crime or wrongdoing. They want to be able to peek into your finances, into your health records, into your school records, into everything. Now, I have something to respond to that. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. That is the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution. Now, yes, it is true that when the Constitution was written, there was no such thing as computers and online databases. But conceptually, papers and effects covers that. There is no probable cause for the government to be just grabbing all of our data for their own perusal. This is unconstitutional. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's D-O-U-L-T-O-N.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about this new push for the U.S. government to basically create a supercomputer database on every American citizen, where they're simply going to go out and grab data from everywhere. Social Security Administration, Driver's License Bureau, magazine subscriptions, everything. Total information awareness. Even of people who are not suspected of any crime at all. You can be the most law-abiding, loyal American mushroom possible, and they're still going to be collecting this data on you. This is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, and it's another indicator that the government has simply decided, hey, Constitution, Smonstitution, it's just a blankety-blank piece of paper anyway, which shows their ignorance. It's actually on parchment, but I digress here. There's an interesting situation, though, and again, this reinforces the idea that the government has simply decided that the Bill of Rights is just something that really that has to be dispensed with here. Because there's this video that went viral all over the net, a video from Lexington, Kentucky, on a college campus in a college dorm room. This kid, when he heard the knock on his door, he started his camera. And these two police officers wanted to come in and just search his room, because supposedly somebody had dumped some alcohol out that side of the dorm onto the ground. And they were by golly going to find out who was drinking alcohol underage in that dorm room. And this student basically said, if you don't have a warrant, you don't get to come in here. And the officers, you know, kept demanding and reached to the point. This is a direct quote from the tape. Listen, man, do you want to be kicked out of this university? I can pave that road. Don't even bother paying your tuition bill next semester, because we're going to get you kicked out of school. And at another point in the tape, the police officer says, there is no Fourth Amendment here. Now, the good news is, 4 days later, the kid is still in school, and the cop got fired. That uniform and that badge does not mean they are automatically right. I know that's the expressed attitude of most police officers. If I got a uniform and a badge, you do what I say. Otherwise, what we got here is failure to communicate. The police officers, and the president for that matter, have legal authority only so long as they stay within the restrictions of the Constitution of the United States of America. If they stray outside those limits, they cease to be lawful authority. They're just bullies in uniforms and badges, or nice three-piece suits. Police officers are police officers only when they themselves are in compliance with the law. The president is only the president when he operates within the limits imposed on his office by the Constitution. When either of them act outside those limits, they're just private citizens. And you have every right to stand up to them and say, you guys are wrong. So good news, that officer got fired. We'll be right back.